Kid News fans, did you know there's a way to hear the news without hearing ads? Parents and teachers can subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple Podcasts to not only ditch the commercials, but also unlock access to future bonus episodes and other exclusives from the Starglow Media Network. That means ad-free listening of Kid News every weekday, plus ad-free episodes of Mysteries About True Histories for riddle-obsessed adventurers, Girl Tales for a fun spin on fairy tales, Musicland Stories to help young music lovers catch the beat, and audiobooks adapted for young listeners with classic titles, including Little Women and Moby Dick. Visit starglowmedia.com/subscribe to sign up for Starglow Plus on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen. That's starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Kim. Today is Thursday, January 24th, 2019. And we begin with President Trump changing his mind. Late last night, he agreed to wait until the shutdown was over to give the State of the Union address. In a pair of tweets, Mr. Trump said that the House of Representatives was the only appropriate place for the speech, and that no venue could compete with the history, tradition, and importance of the House chamber. Speaker Pelosi made it clear yesterday that the president was not allowed to use the building until the government reopens. And when all was said and done, Mr. Trump acknowledged that was her prerogative. The shutdown is now in its 34th day. It's a notable first for the man who threw last. Famed Yankees closer Mariano Rivera is headed to the Hall of Fame after a historic unanimous vote by the Baseball Writers Association of America. The last time a player got this close to unanimity was in 2016, when Ken Griffey Jr. received 99.3% of the 425 available ballots. Mo, or the Sandman, as Rivera is affectionately known, spent 19 seasons in pinstripes, 17 as the team's closer, where his mid-90-mile-per-hour fastball broke hundreds of bats on impact. He also holds the MLB record for the most career saves with 652. Other inductees at this year's Cooperstown ceremony include Mike Messina, Edgar Martinez, Harold Baines, Lee Smith, and Roy Halladay. Teachers in the Mile High City are taking a page from their colleagues' playbook in the City of Angels. Just days after teachers in Los Angeles won their fight for better wages and smaller classroom sizes, the Denver Classroom Teachers Association has voted to go on strike as early as Monday. Classrooms will remain open as they did in LA, staffed by substitute teachers and administrators. This would be the first such strike in Denver in nearly 25 years. In what appears to be a trend, educators in Oakland, California will vote next week on taking similar action. Will going outside with wet hair make you sick? Will vitamin C prevent you from catching a cold? If you answered no to both of these questions, you're right. And you may be smarter than some parents out there, according to researchers at the University of Michigan C.S. Mott Children's Hospital. They just released a poll asking over 1,000 parents how they keep their kids healthy in winter. And while a whopping 99% of parents correctly encourage frequent hand washings and discourage sharing forks or straws, half wrongly believe that keeping kids indoors will keep them from getting sick. According to the researchers, staying inside and taking vitamin C are known as folklore strategies or myths and will do nothing to prevent a cold. Would you like some mashed potatoes with that candle? Kentucky Fried Chicken has just introduced a gravy-scented candle, and it reportedly smells exactly like the fast food chain's signature sauce. The company enlisted a perfume maker to match each component of the gravy with a corresponding scent. Mouth-watering as these candles may be, the company warns that they are not edible. Only 230 have been created, and they're only available in Ireland and the UK. It's all a part of a marketing push as KFC opens more outlets in those areas. This is not the first time the Colonel has ventured out of the kitchen. Previous efforts include fried chicken candles and bath bombs. And that's it for Kid News this morning. Now, our Kid News quiz. What did President Trump change his mind about last night? He now says he will wait till after the shutdown ends to give his State of the Union address. Los Angeles just ended a teacher strike. What two big cities might be the next to walk out over pay and support staff? Denver and Oakland. How many career saves did Mariano Rivera have with the Yankees? 652 during his 17 years as the team's ace closer. KFC has created a new candle that shares a scent with what menu item? The gravy. And now one for the road, or one place to stay off the road, and that's Hawaii. The state may be known for its picturesque sunsets and beautiful beaches, but it now has a new and not-so-proud distinction. According to a just-released study, Hawaii ranks as the worst state for driving. Contributing factors include high gas prices, poor road conditions, and lots of rush hour congestion. At the opposite end of the spectrum, Oregon, which tops the list as the best place to drive. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll tune in for more Kid News tomorrow morning.